that there is no winning scenario in this country that doesn't start with the union vote. You can hear on TV, there's lots of pundits night after night and talk about the environmental vote or the choice vote or the right-wing fundamentalist vote or this vote or that vote. And you see that they don't, you never hear them talk about the union vote. But the fact is, and others have said this before, the fact is that 26% of those in this country who voted in 2000 and in 2002 came from a union household. 26%. This is not 26% of folks who voted for the Democratic candidate. This is 26% of those who voted in this country. So the real question here is what happens with the union vote in this election? And as I said, there will be no winning scenario except what the union vote does. What we do in this room, what we do throughout this country, what we do in the labor movement will determine the outcome of this election. Folks think, well, oh, the labor vote's going to go Democratic. We know that, you know, two-thirds of union members in the last election, last several elections, voted for the Democrat. How does that happen? Is it that union voters are just smarter than everybody else? Well, some of us may think that, but the fact is that what makes the difference between, in the same community, between the way union families vote and the way non-union families vote? And the difference is really dramatic. And when you think about it, the union family votes for a candidate that will stand with workers' interests and working families and the things that working families need, economic security issues that working families need. And the non-union families, most times, vote against their own self-interest. So what is it about being a union family, right? And we know what it takes. We here in this room and folks, union members throughout this country, know what it takes. It takes blood, sweat, and tears. And it takes a program that reaches out to union families and talks to union families about where the candidates stand on the issues, about where the candidates stand on outsourcing jobs in this country, on where the candidates stand on unemployment benefits, on where the candidates stand on health care, on pensions, on retirement security, on the issue of overtime. We know that the program works, that union members and union families vote in their own self-interest because we're talking to them. How many people here went on walks throughout June? How many people went on walks in their communities? I'm sure a majority of us here went door to door throughout the month of June, talking to union members, talking to their families. And the importance of the community walks that we did in the month of June is that we're not just talking to union members, we're talking to spouses and we're talking to kids. And we have to do this because we know that union household members, spouses of union members and adult children don't vote in the same ways that union members vote. So we need to talk to folks who live in the household that we don't reach at the workplace with even more enthusiasm and more vigor and more determination, because we can increase the union vote beyond what we've done in this election by reaching out to the families of union members. Now we know that in June, we know what we did in June, and it was really phenomenal. We walked 500,000 union households in June. We had, that's right, it's phenomenal. And we had 10,000 volunteers who walked those 500,000 union households. And we asked the union members and their families, what issue did they care about? And who did they think they were going to vote for president? And we're cutting back to those families, and we're communicating with them and giving them more information about where John Kerry stands on the issue that they care about. And in addition to that, we need to reach union members at the workplace. We know that that is the most critical way to talk to union members, at the workplace. It's where the union exists. union members expect and want to hear from their unions about the issues that they care about, and we want to have that discussion in each and every workplace in this country. And so I want to talk to you just a little bit about the plans for the next 4 months.